Welcome, 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 guys, and welcome back to anybody that used to listen. This is the Sam Smith Audio Show. Okay, this is for everybody that doesn't know me and all of that. And this is the Sam Smith Audio Show. It's the second season. For those of you who didn't tune into the first season, it's cool. You're tuning in now. Thanks. Anyways, I'm Sam Smith. I started this podcast as a hobby, just something random to do. And I love music and things like that. So I'm going to talk a lot about music and art and so on and so forth. I'm really trying to plan out my segments a lot better for this season, for season two, to give my audience a better listening experience. And I also know that I've never really just took the time to introduce myself personally to you guys, so that way you know who you're listening to. My name is Sam Smith. I am 28 years old. I am a recovering drug addict, and that's always been kind of like something. I don't know. I never really wanted to say that on my podcast, but I haven't done drugs in a long time, as far as hard drugs go, and stuff. Like, I drink beer and I smoke a little bit of weed sometimes, but I don't do hard drugs anymore. Like, I used to in the past. And it's not something that I'm proud of at all, and everything. So it was a real issue, for a long time, a lot of years, and it's something that I do not miss. I quit doing drugs, cold turkey actually, and I hated it. Like, I don't know, whenever I quit, I was like physically sick and shit. Like, I was having cold sweats all the time, shit like that. And I was like, oh man, I never want to do this crap again. And that really was like, oh, I don't ever, it clicked in my head, like, man, this stuff sucks, It's pretty much just poisoning my body with all these chemicals and stuff, just to get a temporary, high. Just a way of escaping and stuff. And not having to deal with issues like depression and stuff. I cut season two short because, or season one short. I cut season one short because I was battling depression and things like that. And that's what's taken me so long to start season two. For everybody that's been so patient with me and stuff like that, I apologize it took me so long to get some new content out. And I really appreciate you guys for hanging in there and following my page on Facebook and things like that. And I'm so excited to start putting out new content for you guys. This is the pilot episode where I'm just tossing around different segments and seeing what you guys like. So after you listen to this pilot episode, go on my social media accounts at Sam Smith Audio at Facebook and Instagram, or look me up on Twitter. I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of that. And you can just send me a message. DM me a direct message. And let me know what you guys think of each of these segments. And I'm open to all opinions and thoughts to what my audience thinks. I really value your opinions. And your feedback would be greatly appreciated. And I will I'll get back to your, I will reply to all of your comments or messages and things like that on the next episode of season two. So, come interact with me, guys. And, anyways, that's what season two is about. You know me a little bit better. If there's anything else that you guys want to know about me, then ask me. Send me a message. And just shoot me whatever. Any questions that you want, man. And I'll reply to your questions. And I'm actually going to be doing that on a segment called the Social Media Minute. And we'll get to that later on in this pilot episode. So, anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for any new listeners for tuning in. And you guys are greatly appreciated. And I love you guys for it. For listening and supporting the show. And keep sharing, keep liking, keep listening. Hey, and welcome to the weekly spotlight on the Sam Smith Audio Show. This is a segment where we do a spotlight on bands and shows and events in Little Rock. And not only bands, we're going to do artists and other things too. We are doing spotlights on all of the art scene in different scene art scenes in Little Rock, Arkansas, and trying to shed some light on that to the rest of the world. So, anyways, Anchor the Appetite, a local pop punk band here in Little Rock that is freaking killing it on the internet so far with on social media and all that kind of stuff. These guys are freaking awesome. Tyler is a great vocalist. Noah is killing it on drums. Mark is awesome on bass. And with their last single, Mark really, it threw me off whenever I realized like he was the one doing the screams and stuff like that. So hats off to you guys. Y'all really put this y'all have really been putting these songs together and doing a great job at it, man. I mean, y'all are killing it, guys, so keep it up. Anyways, Anger the Appetite's latest single is Call My Name, and it is a great song. You should go and look it up on Spotify. Anchor the Appetite and give Call My Name a listen. My hat's off to you, Ryan. Thanks for letting me use Esmeralda for the intro to the podcast on season two. And so, if you listeners, anybody listening to the show right now, go on Spotify after the show, look up Anchor the Appetite, check out Esmeralda if you want to hear the rest of that. And Call My Name, the latest single. Anyways, these guys, okay, you guys, Anchor the Appetite. I know some of you are probably listening right now. Awesome if you are. Y'all have a really big heart, man. These guys are so freaking awesome. They all have really big hearts, and that's why I love these guys so much, you know? And not, it's not just about the music too, you know. I mean, they put off a real good vibe as people. And their first show is actually a charity event where all the proceeds go to Arkansas Animal Rescue, and they go to, and some of the proceeds from their merch, I think, goes to to the Arkansas and stuff. The show is Punks for Paws. It's January 11th, 2020 at Vino's. This is It's put together by local artists. All the money, like I said, all the money from the show goes to Ark and Paws. You can also donate. You can take stuff like dog collars, leashes, dog and cat food, puppy chow, toys, anything that you have to donate for these dogs and stuff. Bring it up there to Punks for Paws show on January 11th. The doors open at 7 p.m. The tickets are $10 the day of show. But check this out, guys. Hit up Anchor the Appetite on Facebook and Instagram at Anchor the Appetite and get some pre-sale tickets for $8. So you save a couple bucks, man. That is a good deal. And you're helping out a lot of dogs in need. And you might even think about going and adopting a dog. You never know. Anyways, don't forget to get yourself a shirt while you're down there. Get you some merch. Because Anchor the Appetite is also some really awesome merch guys. They're really just merch guys that happen to play music. And, but anyways, in all seriousness, go to the show. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. Other bands that are going to be playing are Levels, Abimel, and Any Given Room. Go and check them out. This show's going to be lit, and I can't wait to see you there. Oh, and I'm also going to be donating some merch for a raffle and stuff. So you might even get you some Sam Smith audio stuff. So stay tuned. And thanks for listening to the Weekly Spotlight. Hey, and this segment is Fact of the Week. Okay, so this is stupid. And the Fact of the Week. Did you guys know that apparently squirrels are behind most power outages in the U.S.? Yeah, that's right, squirrels. So, next time your power goes out, you can thank the little furry creatures that run around in your backyard. The American Public Power Association, the APPA, says that they are the most frequent cause of outages. They've even developed a way to track it. Okay. So that's how bad this is. Squirrels are so notorious for knocking out our electricity that they've had to create a way to track it. And this sounds ridiculous, but it's called the Squirrel Index. And it analyzes the pattern and timing of squirrel impact. And this is actually a real thing, okay? I went and Googled it, in fact, checked the hell out of this. So, if you are, if you're second-guessing it, go and Google it. It's worth it. Or, I thought it was. I thought it was funny. It's just a little stupid fact. Another little stupid fact is, did you know it would only take 1 hour to drive to outer space? That's right. According to astronomer Fred Hoyle, if you could actually take a car and manage to somehow drive it straight up vertically at 60 miles per hour, you would reach space in 1 hour. And I thought that was a pretty interesting fact. So there you go. You have the two most ridiculous facts that are completely useless of the week. Thanks for tuning in. God. Okay, and the quote of the week, we have, we're doing three different quotes by Jim Morrison is what we're going to be talking about in this segment. Okay, so here we go. Jim Morrison. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. Man. Okay, Jim Morrison, this quote, man, that I wish this guy was still around. In case nobody knows, Jim Morrison was the lead singer for The Doors, and he was also one of America's greatest poets, in my opinion. But whoever controls the media controls the world. Man, those words could not be more true in today's time, because I see so many people that believe whatever they see on the news. Now, I've seen a lot of older people that are new to Facebook and social media, and they believe a lot of what they see on social media, and it's like, God, man, not everything that you see on social media or the news is true. A lot of the shit is bullshit. You know, a lot of stuff they'll take and they'll cut it down to size and stuff like that. And I'm not attacking the media, because, you know, I mean, they do have a lot of factual things on the news and stuff on the media, but you can't believe everything. You gotta take everything with a grain of salt. So, that's just keep that in mind. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. Don't let them control your mind. Keep questioning, and don't ever think that, okay, this is 100% truth. Just remember, always question the media. It's okay to question the media. It's okay to question your government. That's completely okay to do those two things. So I think that's something that we should not forget. Another quote by Jim Morrison. A friend is someone who gives you total freedom to be yourself. That is so true, because if somebody's not giving you the freedom to be yourself, if you can't be your true self around somebody, you don't need to be around those people. You know, if you can't be yourself, they won't accept you for who you are, then that's not your fault, that's theirs. And we should love everybody no matter who they are. You know, if somebody's an asshole, I still love you. If somebody's gay, I still love you. If you're straight, I still love you. I don't give a shit if you're orange. I'm still going to love you, unless you're Donald Trump. But no one loves that guy, right? Okay, and here's our last quote by Jim Morrison. Where's your will to be weird? Guys, again, don't be afraid to be yourself, man, even if you're a little bit weird. Let your weirdness go and just let it run wild, you know? Give it a beer and let it sit on the front porch and holler at the neighborhood kids as they run by. I mean, just fuck it. Be yourself, guys. And that is the three quotes of the week by Jim Morrison. And thanks for tuning in. Catch us next week on the quote of the week. This next segment is the Social Media Minute. And in this segment, I am going to be looking on Facebook at hashtag Sam Smith Audio and giving shout-outs for all the likes and comments and responding to comments and things like that on different posts and reading through some posts and stuff like that on hashtag Sam Smith Audio. So here we go, guys. Hashtag Sam Smith Audio. So, let's see. The first thing that pops up is, I have no clue how to pronounce your name here, but I'm going to try. There's 2 shares on this and 11 comments and 16 hearts, likes, and laughs. okay. Alexandra Durantes or something like that. I have no clue how to pronounce the name. If I pronounced it wrong, shoot me a DM and I'll voice message me or something and correct me on that. I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. Anyways, it's a video of some sort. Let's see what's on this video. Oh, it's a song. Oh my God.
Take off you. I don't want to be here if I can be with you tonight.
Oh my goodness. Hashtag Sam Smith audio. Okay. That was great. You have such an amazing voice. Oh my goodness. Alejandra. I'm sorry, I have no clue how to pronounce your name. I feel like a fuck up right now, but that is so freaking great. I'm listening to this again. I gotta listen to this again. My heart just dropped whenever I heard that. You have such an amazing voice. Anyways, that is freaking awesome. Thanks for including the hashtag Sam Smith audio. I really love the song. I really love your voice. You have such an amazing voice. Let's see what the comments say on here. Raise, that song makes travel in time. Jonathan Diaz. Man, that song is so freaking awesome. I love that. This, dang. Okay, let's see what's up next in Sam Smith audio. Oh, somebody shared my trailer and no.
Hey, I'm Sam Smith. I'm the host of.
I gotta turn off that. That was a mess up, guys. Bear with me. Okay. Big shout out. Thanks, Ryan Self, for hearting the trailer. Thanks for listening to that. Jerry Lynn Hess, thanks for dropping a like on the like button. Bria, thanks, baby, for liking my stuff. And thanks for all your support. Let's see what else is on here. Oh, my post about Tesla's new solar roof. Apparently, it will be as cheap as a shingle roof and electric bill. I'm not going to lie to you. This was from a sketchy source that I'm not real sure about. I posted it because it sounded good, honestly. Now, I don't know how true it is. So, I've got to go back and fact check the shit out of that. Vincent Ortez, he said, where can I pick one of these up? Where can I pick these up and start installing them for my company? Laugh out loud. Vincent, I have no clue where you can pick up one of these solar roofs, buddy. But, again, I'm fixing to fact check the hell out of that because that sounds great. And hey, if you figure out where you can get those at, dude, holler at me, because I would like one of those roofs installed, if that's what you're going to get into, bud. Let's see. Oh, man, I love this. This right here was a meme that I had to, or not a meme, but it was just a quote that I had to share. It says, my brain is only a receiver in the universe. There is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration. I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know that it exists. Nikola Tesla. Man, Tesla was really, really smart. Thanks again, Vincent Ortiz, for hearting another one of the posts. I love that quote too, man. That's one of my favorite ones by, one of my favorite ones by Tesla and stuff. Let's see if we can find some more comments and stuff on here. I know there's some comments on this one. Okay. I shared this post about that High Times posted about Utah's top anti-cannabis lawmaker is also one of the state's largest opiate sellers. Yes, I had to share that because I think that's fucked up. And I think that medical marijuana, I think marijuana could replace a lot of opioids and be, and you know, I think we could really get a grip on our, you know, opioid, you know, abuse, people abusing opioids. It's an epidemic that we need to get a grip on. And I think that by replacing a lot of opioids with cannabis, it could be, you know, a way to get a grip on that, you know, and get these people off of opiates and things like that. Because a lot of times these opiates that, these opiates and stuff, they stop working, people stop, you know, people get addicted to them, and then when they get addicted to them, they take them more often. When they build up a tolerance for them, it stops working. Eventually, they start resorting to heroin and stuff like that, because it's cheaper, and it's stronger, way stronger and cheaper and things like that. But the problem that is too, you know, a lot of that heroin stuff is laced with so much fentanyl, it could kill you from just taking 3 hits off of it. It's horrible, you know, horrible, horrible stuff. Vincent Ortiz, you said, although I agree with you, I don't want to see another product available to everyone that alters the state of mind that will in return increase the chance of more dangerous driving. I understand most don't, but many new people will not know better or underestimate their sobriety. Vincent, okay, I see where you're coming from there, but I don't think that we should not legalize marijuana, I don't think we should not legalize marijuana just because we're worried about people driving on it. I'm more worried about people driving on heroin and opioids than I am marijuana. I'm more worried about people going out to the bars and getting drunk than I am worried about people that are smoking weed and driving down the road. You know, that's the things that I'm more worried about. And this is what I replied on Facebook to the comment. I said, Vincent Ortiz, I think the issue they have with incarcerating people for marijuana is ridiculous, which it is. They take someone who most likely wouldn't commit any serious crime and put them in prison, creating a criminal. And if they don't become hardened, they are stuck in the system, affecting work and way of living. Plus, we don't punish people for being alcoholics, which in my opinion is way worse than weed. It would also give them a chance to focus on the spread of heroin, crack, and meth in our neighborhoods. there are worse problems you would be able to focus on. And yes, if it is legal, there should be some regulations. And I don't think anybody is saying that there shouldn't be regulations and things like that. And I'm not saying that people should go out and smoke weed and drive. No, you shouldn't. And I don't think people should drink and drive either. For God's sakes, people, we have Uber nowadays. You could easily get you an Uber, pay $30 to go downtown and drink and come home, you know, without driving your own vehicle. I think that we do need to make sure that people are responsible and know the dangers of marijuana and things like that. Or, not the dangers of marijuana, that pisses me off. Because marijuana is a completely harmless drug. But yes, I don't think that people should go out and drive on it and stuff. But that's why we have to inform people that just because you get high doesn't mean that, you know, you still drive. You might not be able to drive under the influence of anything, you know. You shouldn't be under the influence of anything and get behind any kind of motor-operated vehicle or motor-operated power tools or anything, you know. It's just not safe. And also, Vincent, I see that you agreed with that comment, and I am very glad to see that you're not just completely against legalizing marijuana. And Jackie Don Yarbrough, I love you so much. Thanks for the comment. Speak, Sambo. Jackie Don, you know I will. And everything. Moving on along. Let's see. Bria Albee. Thanks, baby, you shared this post. I thought this was funny. The Mycology Hiking Club, we might not make it there. I loved that whenever I saw that post. I had to steal that on Facebook there, because that would be a hiking club that I could get behind. And for those of you that don't know what mycology is the study of like mushrooms and fungi and things like that. And moving on along, let's see. Oh, somebody shared. Guys, thanks for Ryan again. Thanks for the heart reactions to the trailer, and thanks, baby, for liking it and stuff. The YouTube trailer. Why don't y'all go on YouTube and give my stuff a listen, and like and share and subscribe to my YouTube channel, guys, because I'm going to have a lot more stuff to come on YouTube. Again, it's a social media minute, so I think that's relevant in here in this segment. Don't forget, go to YouTube, follow me, like, subscribe, all of that. you know. And then I saw this right here. It's got Daffy Duck, and it says, "Of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice because I know everything, bitch. Of course I need it." Okay, I know I'm going to give myself expert advice. So, yeah. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm pretty much just sitting here in a room by myself talking to myself with a microphone. So, guys, you guys need to leave more comments on my stuff. If you see something that's got hashtag Sam Smith Audio, go and go and leave a comment or something, you know. Let's see here. Oh, there's all kinds of hashtag Sam Smith stuff that's not related to me. But anyways, guys, leave comments on my page, all that good stuff, you know, like my stuff, and let's interact with each other. Jackson, I really appreciate the support. You just give all kinds of likes and hearts on here. Let's see. The social media minute. Awesome. Happy for you. Thanks, Rhonda Peters, for commenting. I'm glad that you're happy for me. I am loving this new house that I moved into, by the way, in case you're wondering. It's been great. It's been awesome. And I'm guessing that's it because nobody else has commented. Vincent Ortiz, thanks for all the comments and shares and all that stuff. Keep commenting, keep sharing, share the shit out of this stuff, and get some more people behind it. You know, guys, come on, comment. I've got so many friends and stuff like that on Facebook, and you guys can't leave some comments or something. Anyways, I'm going to close down the social media minute for now, and anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Okay, this segment is called the Weekly Poem. And in this segment, I'm going to be reading a different poem each week and talking a little bit about it and giving kind of like a review for poetry. And guys, you can send in your poems to the Sam Smith Audio Show on Facebook. And I will read them and give a review of the poems on the next episode. Until then, I'm going to be reading my own work. This poem is called Death to Nature. And it's a poem that I wrote in 2010 about climate change. Here we go. The trees are cut, the whispering ended. Secrets lost, long gone with every tree ringed. Beauty is burned into dark gray ashes, drinking from our glasses, drinking from our expensive glasses, blinded by wealth, laughing as nature passes, blindly consuming poisonous gases, leaking fast from overpriced automobiles, leaving skies blackened by smog. That's the short version of Death to Nature. Again, written in 2012. On the next episode, I will read the long version of Death to Nature. And again, guys, go and send me messages either on anchor.fm or Facebook at Sam Smith Audio Show. And I'll, you know, read your poems that you send in and do a little short review of them. So, anyways, keep them coming, keep them sending them in, and keep listening. And don't forget to hit that share button on all the platforms, guys. Share the shit out of this stuff. Thanks.